Hey, how are you doing today? My name is Lena, or as my nephew Ben would say, you good, bro? You good? And we are about to do episode 19, John 5, 18 to 29, in our study through the book of John. I've titled today's teaching, Why Do So Many People Hate Jesus? Many people think that he was a good guy, that he went around healing people, maybe he was a prophet, but there are many who hate him. And why? Why is that? We're going to find out today. The Jewish leaders in the time of Jesus hated him. And we start the reading by being reminded of that. It says, this was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him. Because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing on his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Jesus is spending the bulk of this section that I read telling the religious leaders exactly who he was. He does not hide who he is. And it reinforces why so many people hate Jesus. Let me give you 3 points here to sort of synthesize what Christ was saying. Number one, make no mistake, Jesus claimed to be equal with God in power. Imagine someone today accusing you of thinking that you're God. The natural response you would have is to say, no, I'm not. I'm not God. Please, this blasphemy, do not say that. I'm not God. In fact, it happened to the Apostle Paul in Acts when he went, on the island of Malta, where he killed a snake and the people thought he was God. And his immediate response was, hey, I'm not God. It happened multiple times, actually, to Paul. And he automatically, immediately did what every truthful, honest, logical person would do, which was to refute it. But in the case of Jesus, when the religious leaders accuse him of being God, of claiming that he was God, they don't accuse him of being God, they didn't believe he was God, they accuse him of claiming to be God, rather than refuting that their accusation and being like, guys, you misunderstood, I'm so sorry. On the contrary, he leans into it and he reinforces why he is God. And we see this in this section so clearly. We see, first of all, a Christ who claims to be equal with God in power. There's a language of the Father and the Son, both of them equal in power. And so Jesus fearlessly proclaims his truth of who he is. Remember, he's the Word. Everything he speaks is truth. He's the essence of truth. And John's goal in the Gospel of John is to prove that he is the Son of God. And we see it so clearly by his own words. You don't have to just look at the miracles. You can listen to what he says. And he always speaks the truth. And so he was fearless because he knew his own power. He knew where his power came from. He knew what was coming. He knew the resurrection power that was coming. He knew how people would have life. And he knew that he was speaking the truth. That is why Jesus was fearless. And so make no mistake about it. Jesus did not hide from the truth. On the contrary, he stepped into it. He made no apology for who he was and who he is. And first of all, he was equal. He is equal with God in power. Number two, make no mistake, Jesus claimed to be equal with God in authority. He spoke with authority. He acted with authority. He lived with authority. And people said that about him. And here he explains where the authority came from. And it came from the Father. The Father and I are one. He says, the Father has given me authority. Everything he said pointed to the listeners that this was a man who claimed to be God. This wasn't a man who claimed to be a good man. This wasn't a man who claimed to be a miracle worker, a healer, a hope giver. These are all good things, but Jesus' claim is much larger than that. He claimed to be equal with God in power, equal with God in authority. He claimed to have the highest authority. He ruled over the Sabbath. He confronted all of the religious leaders to submit to his authority. That's why they hated him. And that is why, moving towards the cross, their hatred will get bigger and greater and deeper, to the point where they spit on him and they crucify him. We're going to get to that in the second half of the book of John. No surprise, because they refused. Remember, Remember that they refuse it because they're proud. We're going to get into this in the next session. So make no mistake, C.S. Lewis, I think, wrote about Jesus, and he said he's either liar, lunatic, or Lord. And either he was lying about who he was, which would have ended the ministry because most people can detect a liar, or he was a lunatic, and he wasn't. Or he was Lord, and we know he's Lord because we know that he's risen from the dead, and we know what has happened to his disciples. So Jesus, again, in his lifetime, if you want to follow Jesus, if you like Jesus, then you better know all of who Jesus is. This is the same Jesus who overturned the tables in front of the temple of the money changers. This is the same Jesus who did not back away when Nicodemus came to visit him. This is a Jesus who speaks truth always because he is truth. Number three, make no mistake, Jesus claimed that only those who believe in him find life. Listen, only faith in Christ we are saved by. Faith alone through, or by grace alone, through faith alone in Christ alone. That is salvation. It's not our works, it's not our riches, it's not our status, it's not our race that saves us. It is simply faith in the being of Christ. Do you believe God? Spiritually dead people are dead because they don't believe Christ. Spiritually dead people are insensitive to the things of God, and spiritually dead people only come to life when they believe in Christ. That is what Jesus spoke in these verses. You have life. You can have life, but it will take believing in Jesus as God, Jesus as Lord. That's who he is. And why do so many hate him? Why do so many people hate him? Well, it's because they refuse to believe what he has spoken about himself. And so the question to you today is simple. Do you believe? And if there are people in your life that hate the message, don't be alarmed. They hated Jesus too. And the truth will someday set them free. So you still love them, speak to them the truth, and pray that God will open the eyes of their heart to believe the essence of who he is. Hey, I love you guys. Remember, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and I can't wait to be back with you tomorrow. Have a great day.